brought to you by Penguin.
Mental Health at Work, written and read by James Routledge. Introduction. I have no idea how to introduce myself. This page has created a lot of anxiety for me. I'm fearful of being judged. I'm imagining this book left on a shelf to gather dust, or used as a coaster. That's my experience. And to not share it in a book about mental health feels false. To dive in, puffing my chest out, and saying, I feel fine, I'm all good, would be trite. Introducing myself here to you, I notice that as I give voice to my nervousness, I feel more settled. I can feel my feet on the floor, I feel more present, and I feel my heart beating ever so slightly less quickly. I know what it's like to be completely new to the subject of mental health, both within and outside work. I know what it's like to take this topic into the workplace and feel like it's just you, alone. I'm still here, doing it. At the time of writing, I've been building a mental health business called Sanctus for the last 5 years. In that time, we've partnered with hundreds of the world's biggest businesses, consulted with thousands of employees in workplaces of all shapes and sizes, and supported tens of thousands of individuals to improve their mental health. We've created unique spaces for people to work on their mental health in ways that are accessible, playful, and creative. There are lots of stories to tell, and lots of brilliant businesses, leaders, and advocates to celebrate. I'm still in the thick of building that business today, motivated by the desire to have an even greater impact and bring about a transformation of mental health at work. I'm trying to get other people to listen to me about mental health, while still understanding my own mental health too. I face many challenges when leading a business, not least battles with my own feelings of inadequacy. Working within the field of mental health, I've had plenty of experiences of not feeling credible, not feeling good enough, and succumbing to what many people describe as imposter syndrome. I know what it's like to feel ill-equipped to deal with mental health, to be scared, lost, and confused, to feel embarrassed for feeling how you're feeling, to feel like there's something wrong with you, but knowing that there's not. I know what it's like to suffer, and I know what it's like to have a curious excitement about mental health too. Picking up this book is a step on your mental health journey, and you've chosen to do that in my company. I'm honoured and excited to do this together. It can be uncomfortable work, but rewarding too, and maybe even fun. The fun is that neither you nor I know where this will lead. So let's begin. Part 1. My story. Chapter 1. Let's start at the beginning. When I reflect back on where mental health sat in my childhood, I see mental health everywhere, in my family, friends, all around me. With hindsight, I see how my life was shaped by the experiences and environment at the time, and I can see how pervasive mental health has always been. Yet as a child, teenager, and young adult growing up, if you'd said the words mental health to me, I wouldn't have had any idea what you were talking about. I don't recall the concept at all as a child. When I was growing up, if someone died, got married, or there was some form of heartbreak, those were the few times I really remember emotions and feelings being allowed, and to an extent encouraged. My experience is true for many of us still today. Our emotional state and felt experiences are not always welcomed and are not woven into our daily lives. In fact, people who are more naturally in tune with their emotions are often labelled as emotional, crazy, erratic. An emphasis on the felt experience is typically labelled as bad and counterproductive. Until my mid-20s, my approach to life was to conform. I learned early on that expressing myself was a dangerous game to play, at school in particular, and I wasn't brave enough to risk it. I concealed my interest in drama, music and art, hiding behind a fear of failure and judgment. Luckily for me, I excelled in school at the academic subjects and sports. For any young man, this acts as a free pass. Through this, I learned that certain parts of me were allowed and other parts were not. On reflection now, the divide is quite clear. Anything deemed masculine was readily accepted with open arms, while anything even close to being described as feminine was prone to judgment. So conformity won. Vulnerability, creativity, art, emotions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?